Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. Hope you had a great weekend. Good news is you're commercial free all day today. Even better news, at 7:15 this morning, we are going to announce the crazy amp artist lineup for this year's We Can't Survive at the Hollywood Bowl.
It's so good.
We took a peek at it. What was it, Thursday?
Yeah. And I like, couldn't believe it. I was like, we pulled that? Wow.
Chelsea's like, no. So you mean this list you just showed me? Like, we're trying to get them, right? Like, no. It's a done deal.
True.
Thank you, Chelsea. I'm glad you have so much belief in Amp Radio. Appreciate you. Good morning to you, girl. Good morning.
Good morning.
7:15, we're going to announce it, man. It's going to blow your mind. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, man. Monday Motivation. Here we go. This goes to speak to you. If many times you shared your dreams and aspirations with friends and family, and they're the first to tell you real quick, oh, you crazy. Stuff like that doesn't happen to people like us. Maybe because of where you grew up, your ethnicity, or your gender. Good news is, those days are over, because I want you to be encouraged by the fact that you're a part of a generation that's breaking through glass ceilings, breaking out of social norms, and are straight up becoming pioneers of new movements. So, like, this generation, the one you're a part of, isn't waiting for stuff like that to happen to them. You're just making stuff happen. And that's the difference, you know? And I'm so inspired because this weekend, Saturday night, I had the honor of hosting a scholarship award gala in support of Latino students here in LA. Over 500 people, Intercontinental Hotel. My wife was by my side. It was like my world came together of the things that I love, which is hosting, fundraising, scholarships, education, Latinos, all the above. And it was an absolutely amazing night. And shout out to the Catholic Association of Latino Leaders for hosting such a beautiful event. And I met a woman by the name of Maria Salinas, LA native. This is going to shock you guys. A few months ago, she became the first woman, not Latina, just woman, period, to lead the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
You know how long the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce has been around for?
A long time.
Just guess.
I don't know. I mean,
just guess. Give me a year.
The 70 years.
130 years.
What?
First woman who happens to be Latina. So I was just like, yo, this is a generation that's breaking through these glass ceilings. So be encouraged by that, familia. Whatever you got going on, whatever your aspirations are, you can make it happen, all right? Check out my social media if you want to check out some pictures, meet some awesome people at Edgar I. Sotelo, or use the hashtag Call19. It was a beautiful night, beautiful event. And the wifey look.
Woo! She looks stunning. That black dress.
Straight fire, Chelsea. I was like, I can't, she was so excited to get out of her mommy bun, her so chungo cute. Fologo. She looks so hot.
The Chelsea Report.
Super Bowl 2020 is in Miami in February. And rumor has it, Jennifer Lopez is the front runner to perform at this year's Super Bowl halftime show.
Nice.
I'm hearing the deal is very close to being done. And it all makes sense because Miami holds such a soft spot in J-Lo's heart. She lived there with Mark Anthony for years. She just celebrated her 50th birthday there. I mean, that's definitely like, I feel like her home.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
And we're hearing she's super excited. So I think she would be such a great, like, if this happens, I think it'd be such an awesome, it'll be a great performance.
When you think of her career, the amount of songs that we all love and dance to, and then you think about how, I think her and Beyonce are at that level that they always push themselves to next levels, to just perform at a level that we don't usually see in artists.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just visually and choreography and visuals, all that stuff.
And all the collabs she has with people.
Yeah.
Like, I could see her bringing out, like, Cardi B. And, like, I mean, the possibilities are endless. So that'll be, yeah. That'd be sick if it happens.
And adding even Latino artists to perform some Espanol and whatnot. I could see that happening for sure.
Kanye West took his Sunday services to his hometown of Chicago yesterday. The venue that he held it at held 30,000 people, and it was completely packed.
Jeez.
He announced it 24 hours before it happened, and it was free and open to the public. But tickets, there were still tickets. It was like a first-come, first-served basis. They were gone within minutes.
So it's a free show, but somehow you got to get tickets to it. Got it. First come, first serve. Okay,
yep.
Cool.
And there was a certain point during the service where Kanye became very emotional, and there's a video of him kind of holding his head down as right before, like after he ended performing, and he gets emotional and kind of brings himself together and performs Jesus Walks.
All the things that I dream about, yay, back in the shine. Everybody's
so good. And then Chance the Rapper joined him on stage as well.
Oh, I just have fun with you. You know that a was lost. I'm laughing my head and I think in my ass looking back like a pillar.
Oh. And this means a lot to both of them because Chicago's their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys saw this video go viral, but Kanye was walking through the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a police escort, if you will, kind of trying to like open the way for him. And he told the police officers, please stop. This my city. He's like, watch this. And then he did like Moses, parting the sea of crowd. He would just do it with his hands and people were just opening up for him. And he was just walking through like a boss. That was a cool vid.
So cool. Also, speaking of Chance the Rapper, he is a daddy for the second time over the weekend. His wife gave birth to a second child, another baby girl.
Congratulations.
So congratulations. Yep. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, coming up next, 7:15. Super excited about this. This lineup is wild for We Can't Survive 2019 going down at the Hollywood Bowl. Try to guess who's on this lineup. I dare you. Text us at 877-971-HITS. I would tell you to call, but our phone lines are down. So instead, I'm going to also give you DJ Majestic's personal line.
Ooh.
And you could call into that. Is that okay with you?
Chill.
Can we hear that or no?
No.
No? But you're a DJ. This could help you get gigs, quinceañeras, weddings.
Be a team player.
If you got a gig for me, call me.
We'll announce it coming up at 7:15 this morning, all right? But text in with your guesses. It's 877-971-HITS. That's working. You are commercial free all day today.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Are you serious
wow.
right now?
Damn.
I'm telling you, how'd we do that?
Chelsea, we don't ask.
Oh
we don't ask.
God.
We just receive, girl. Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know who I'm most excited for. Like, everyone is so good.
If you think about it, all the amp artists that are going to be at We Can't Survive 2019 are selling out arenas, if not stadiums, by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So this is huge. In case you just tuned in, Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello, Jonas Brothers, Lizzo, Marshmello, Latino Stand Up, Becky G, Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Ladies taking over 2019, baby, at We Can't Survive, all for a great cause. In support of the Young Survival Coalition, which supports women who are battling cancer. I love it because it aligns so many amazing things. A great venue, Chelsea.
Yep.
Your fave ever
it's
to watch
my
concert.
Absolute Hollywood favorite Bowl. In LA, yep.
Aligns our favorite artists and, of course, an amazing cause.
It's such a good vibe, too.
Yeah,
like, the last couple years I've gone, it's just everyone's just in a good mood and wants to celebrate, and it's just positive vibes all around. I'm so excited.
Up. Who are you most excited to see? Text us at 877-971-HITS and tell us why. Also on our social media at 971AMPRadio. Who are you stoked to see? I know many of you, for sure.
Oof, Billy.
Are ready to see Billie Eilish.
Such a good live
at
performer.
At the Hollywood Bowl, baby. It's going down October 19th, Sabadito at the Hollywood Bowl. Let's go.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
We just announced the crazy, epic, mind-blowing lineup for this year's We Can't Survive going down Saturday, October 19th at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Camila Cabello, Jonas Brothers, Lizzo, Marshmello, and our girl, Becky G. The reaction when I saw this list is a very, very common reaction in Spanish when you're blown away by something. You go, no manches way. You give me that, Chelsea? No manches way.
No manches way.
manches way.
It's a no manches way. No manches type of reaction. Way. You're just like, wow. Who are you most excited to see, Chelsea?
That's unfair. I can't do it.
You got to choose one.
Just one?
I mean, of course we're excited for everybody, but if you had to choose one that you're freaking out about right now, your no manches way pick.
No manches. I can't choose one. Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello, Billie Eilish, Lizzo. Sorry.
Social media group with Tamara, your no manches way pick.
Have to be Lizzo. I'm so excited. Yes.
DJ Majestic, your no manches pick.
Oh, no manches actually would be Taylor Swift, but I have caught flashbacks of last year with Marshmello and how everybody was partying and going rage crazy, so I'm excited about that
too. When he threw on Happier, man, at the Hollywood Bowl, beautiful night in October. The vibe, obviously, all for great purpose. Young Survival Coalition, which supports women who are battling cancer. Like, you get all that together so in good. One. The energy was so positive and so good.
Can we rewind for a second and talk about how Majestic's all of a sudden a Swiftie?
Right?
I'm not a Swiftie, but I never thought I'd see Taylor Swift live. That's like one of the biggest concerts you could probably ever go to.
It's bucket list.
So I might become a Swiftie after we cancel.
Oh!
We'll see.
You will.
We'll see.
That right there deserves a no manches way.
No manches way.
Chelsea, what's coming up next inside the Chelsea Report?
So I have an update on Kevin Hart since his car accident last week. Tiffany Haddish is actually giving the update, so that's coming up next.
Thank you, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. We want your no manches way reactions on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Who you stoked to see? We can't survive 2019.
The Chelsea Report.
So I have an update on Kevin Hart and his nasty car crash that happened last week. He basically broke his back and had to have three fractions fixed. Tiffany Haddish, of all people, who's his BFF, they're super close. She did an interview over the weekend and gave us an update. Here it is.
From the last I heard, he's fine. He's already walking. He's good.
Wow.
He was making fun of me because I tore my meniscus. I had a, you know, sleeve on my leg or whatnot. He was making fun of me talking about, Tiffany, you ain't no man going to want you with no brace on your leg. You need to go get the surgery. And I might walk with a limp, but call me a pimp.
I love her so
She's
much.
Like, I can't wait to make fun of him.
I know.
That is such a comedian action
so
to
good.
That, right?
Yeah, but good news to hear about Kevin. So now, in case you guys missed it on Friday, we actually talked to Camila Cabello, and she told us all about new music she's working on. And basically revealed that the two new songs she released, Liar and Shameless, are about her unofficial but pretty official boyfriend, Shawn Mendes. Here's the interview.
I wrote both songs pretty much in the same day. It was about a person that I didn't want to have feelings for, and I didn't want to like him because I was scared. Liar and Shameless were two of the last four songs that I wrote for this project. And that happened like a week before Señorita came out.
Oh my gosh.
This is what's going on in my life right now. This is like the most recent story. I feel like that's usually the ones that I put out.
I think it's so interesting that she was kind of scared to let these feelings grow
but
for Sean, you know, for whatever the reason, because they're such good friends.
Yeah.
You don't want to cross that line because sometimes it messes things up. You can lose a best friend because you cross that line.
Mm-hmm.
I remember before I got married, growing up in Santa Ana, California, we would go to a lot of like quinceañeras and weddings, and that's how I would meet girls when I was single. And I was so afraid to catch feelings for somebody. Because 99.9% of the time, I would be dancing with them, and then my mom would come over and be like, oh, I'm glad you're having fun with your prima.
No.
Your cousin.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, damn.
So awkward.
It was awkward. I'm like, but like, second or third cousin. No, just wait.
You're like, it's okay, right? It's cool.
By the way, Camila Cabello is going to be at our We Can Survive this year, October 19th at the Hollywood Bowl.
Maybe she'll bring Sean. Maybe we'll have a little surprise appearance with Sean.
I mean, how else are you going to be able to perform Señorita?
I mean, you need your other half there. And you know, it's interesting because she's been going to a lot of his shows. He's on tour right now and over the weekend. But she'll just be in the audience kind of cheering him on, singing along. Over the weekend at his recent show, he brought her out on stage to perform Señorita.
Cute.
And at the end.
Did they?
They gave us what they wanted. He kissed her.
Yeah. Oh, what I want is for him to propose. So
okay, well.
He didn't give her what I wanted.
They're young. They got a lot of life to live.
All right.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. You are commercial free all day today. Thank you for hanging out with us, Edgar and Chelsea. Super stoked. In case you missed it, this year's We Can't Survive lineup is mind-blowing. Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Camila Cabello, Jonas Brothers, Lizzo, Marshmello, and Becky G. About to be at the Hollywood Bowl going down October 19th. Tickets on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, presented by AT&T. If you have an Amex, pre-sale starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. through Thursday at 10 p.m. So good luck with that. Now, I was excited because I was like, man, I can't wait to talk to you, our listeners, via our phones, get your reactions, who are you most excited to talk to. Guess what? Our phones are down today.
Mm-hmm.
It's Amp's Super Bowl day. Announcing we can't survive. Our emails are down.
Oh my gosh.
Our phone system's down.
Is Mercury in retrograde? What's happening
right
now?
Did you say Metrograde?
It's Monday. You know what I meant. I see the Mercury must be in retrograde. I can't even speak words that make sense.
No, I think it's just Monday.
Man.
Monday grade.
Yeah.
All right, so that's not going to stop us though. Although it is pretty funny seeing our coworkers coming into work today and be like, why am I here? Email doesn't work. Phone doesn't work. Yeah. What do we do? Yeah. You know, it's like how dependent we are on technology now, right? In regards to that. So we're going to find a loophole through it. We still want to get your reactions. We have a challenge for you. We want to hear. We want to see how you're reacting to this lineup. Who are you most stoked to see? Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Camila, Jonas Brothers, Lizzo, Marshmello, or Becky G. So film a video of yourself and go ahead and post it on your social media and just tag at 97.1 Amp Radio. Or use the hashtag We Can't Survive. All right? Tag at 97.1 Amp Radio. And what we're going to do is once you post up those videos or if your reaction, who you're stoked to see, we're legit going to have to play it from our iPhone. So we'll find your social media page and we'll repost some on our stories and whatnot. And then we're literally going to put it on speaker and just hit play.
This is fun.
Onto the microphone because our phones don't work. Will it work?
What? We'll make it work.
It's up to you. All right, so do your videos. Who are you stoked to see? Who are you most surprised that we announced? Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Camila Cabello, Jonas Brothers, Lizzo, Marshmello, Becky G, and tag us at 97.1 Amp Radio. All right, we'll see. It's an experiment. I know it's Monday. I know Mercury's in Metrograde.
Metrograde, whatever it is. You know what I mean. It's
but
not
I believe
good.
We can make it happen, Chels. I believe so.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Also just announced a crazy, huge, amazing lineup for We Can't Survive 2019. Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Camila Cabello, Jonas Brothers, Lizzo, Marshmello, and Becky G.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so good, guys. So excited. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. All right, big shout out for all you teachers to go above and beyond, especially when you see one of your students being bullied. This story has now gone viral of an elementary school teacher by the name of Laura Snyder out of Florida. And this day at school, they had like, everybody had to wear what, all the kids had to wear basically what university they wanted to go to eventually, right? They wanted to wear, whether it was University of Tennessee, University of Florida, wherever it was, you got to rock that shirt. So this little kid showed up and he couldn't afford a shirt, right? So he just wore an orange shirt for the University of Tennessee. And what he did is he grabbed a piece of paper and just literally hand wrote and drew a U and a T and then stapled it onto his orange T-shirt.
Cutie.
So he goes in. The teacher gave him props for doing that, being creative, going above and beyond, don't allow anything to stop you. And it was all good then. But this elementary school kid goes out to lunch and just gets destroyed.
Awful.
Of people just making fun of him for not being able to afford a shirt. They were making fun of his drawing, so on and so forth. She went to social media, reached out to University of Tennessee. They sent like such a huge package full of all kinds of goodies for the entire class. And she allowed this student to pass it out to the class. Like, yo, I'm the one that's hooking you guys up right now. But they didn't stop there. The University of Tennessee actually created a T-shirt with this kid's design.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
How it's handwritten and whatnot. And the T-shirt sold out within one day. And it literally shut down University of Tennessee's website. There were so many people going to it. And a huge portion of these sales are going to a nonprofit that supports students who are getting bullied and creating better programs, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. All thanks to this one teacher, Laura Snyder. So big shout out to all you that are amazing teachers that go above and beyond when you see one of your students being bullied.
Mm-hmm. Not even just teachers, but like your fellow students.
Yeah,
like when you, I can't
one.
Even, like if you see a fellow student getting made fun of or teased, like step in. You know, you can't imagine the impact you would have on that kid.
You could literally change the trajectory of that person's life just by you being like, yo, that's not cool. Like, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Let's not do that. And then from there on out, you stood up for them and that kid won't get bullied anymore. Especially if you're considered quote unquote cool in school, mm-hmm. and you can step up for other people, that's definitely a good place to be in. So what I want to know is, can they give a portion of the sales to the kid? That would be dope.
For like a college fund?
Yeah, right.
Just put it out there.
Maybe that's next. University of Tennessee, let's go.
The Chelsea Report.
Kanye West took his Sunday services to his hometown of Chicago yesterday. The venue he took it to, it held 30,000 people, wow. which was completely full, like jam-packed. He announced the Sunday service would be coming to Chicago 24 hours before. tickets literally sold out in like minutes.
He's not charging.
It's okay. free, but they still issue tickets.
Right.
So you still have to like have a ticket in order to, I mean, just to, you know, kind of keep it organized a little bit, I guess.
No, it makes sense. Absolutely.
There's a bunch of videos online of it. It looked incredible. At one point, Kanye got very emotional while talking to the audience. He performed, of course, Jesus Walks.
All the things that I dream about, yay, back in the shot. Everybody's singing. God showed me the way, but the devil tried to break me down.
And then it was pretty cool. Fellow Chicago native and also friend of Kanye's, Chance the Rapper, nice. Joined him on stage, and they performed together as well.
Oh, I just had a falling. You know that a was lost. I'm laughing my head and I'm thinking my ass looking back like a pillar.
It's gotta be so awesome for them. I mean, put yourself in their shoes in the sense of like growing up, whatever your hometown is, right? Whether it's here in East LA or wherever that may be, and you going back later on in life and hosting 30,000 people for an event like this in your hometown.
And you're not charging for it either. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're just doing it because you love the city.
And it's a good vibe, too. I love the video that went viral of Kanye West, literally, since the Sunday service, being like Moses, but instead of parting the sea, he's like parting the sea of people. Uh-huh. Security was trying to create a way for him to go through a crowd. He's like, no, hold on. He's like, this is my city. Watch this. Uh-huh. And he just did like this with his hands, like open up. And it was so cute. It was so awesome. Like as he was walking, the crowd of people would just open up.
Everyone's so peaceful and like positive. I feel like at events like that, you don't always see that. So it's cool that that's the kind of vibe that he brought. All right, this is very exciting. Super Bowl 2020, it's in Miami this year in February. Rumor has it, Jennifer Lopez is the front runner in performing, which makes so much sense since it's in Miami. But I'm hearing that the deal is close to being done. And J-Lo is very excited. This has like been a huge dream of hers for a while. So I'm most excited because I feel like she has so many songs with so many different artists. Like the amount of people she could bring up, like the possibilities are endless.
And the variety and the diversity of people she can bring on, from Latinos to Blacks to Whites to Asians to whatever it is. Like, I feel she can bring a lot of people together. By the way, side note, football did kick off this weekend. Both the Rams and the Chargers came up with W's. So winning, starting off from the right foot.
There it is. All right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
All right, right about now, hopefully you had a great weekend. If you got detained and almost arrested, then you had a weekend just like our girl Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought, guys, out of us in this room right now, Chelsea would be the one that almost got arrested.
Got a wild past, guys.
So a little bit of context, paint the picture, and then we'll Chelsea, we'll take it over.
Okay.
We got invited to Post Malone's album release party Friday night in Beverly Hills. We were on the list, VIP. Excuse me, watch out. They ran out of wristbands, so they couldn't let us in. So we're waiting there. So we're waiting outside this huge gate in this long-ass driveway. And beyond the gate, there's golf carts taking people even higher up into this mansion, right, in Beverly Hills. So we're all waiting out there for about 30 minutes. Finally, the VIP bracelets come. They get them on our wrists. We're excited because we think we're about to get in. By then, there's like 200 people standing around waiting outside the gate. But they're allowing cars to come in first. Rolls Royces, Mercedes, shuttles, Halsey. Who else? Justin Bieber.
French Montana.
The list goes on and on. They had priority, obviously. So I was like, you know what? 40 minutes into it, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So I left. DJ Majestic left. Chelsea didn't, because she doesn't take no for an answer very well.
No, I don't.
You stayed there with our coworker, Ivan.
Uh-huh.
How did you almost get arrested?
So we stay there for probably about 45 minutes more, and it's even more hectic. I think right around the time the police showed up with shields, I was like, all right, Ivan, it's time to go. This is too much. The crowd is crazy. It's just wild.
Police showed up with shields.
Yes. So
like riot gear.
Yeah. So I'm like, Ivan, let's go. This is so ridiculous. But I'm also kind of at this place where I'm so annoyed. I ruined an outfit. I ruined my night. It's like 1:30 a.m. at this point. But whatever. We're walking the street to get our Uber. And all of a sudden, this like group of guys in front of us, we hear them talking. And he's like, hey, my friend just called me. He's in the party. There's another way to get into the party. Nice. Another way around. It's right over here. Follow us. And I, you know, I'm up for the challenge. I look at Ivan. Ivan's like, you know what? I just called the Uber. You go. You see if it's going to be, if it's like legit, and then text me and I'll come. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm just going because I'm at this point, I'm just anything. Whatever.
Ivan so set you up.
Totally. But anyways, so I start walking down this path and like, as I'm walking, I'm like, wait a minute, this is legit. Like I see the party getting closer to me. There's a clear pathway. I hear Post's album being played and the music's getting louder and louder. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, if this works, this is going to be the best story ever. We get into the party. Let's make it happen. And as I'm about to look down to text Ivan to be like, Ivan, come. Like, come catch up, whatever.
I found the way.
The guy in front of me gets tackled.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-huh. And he gets like wrestled down to the ground. He gets handcuffed. And I hear a guy go, ma'am, with a flashlight in my face, you need to get down on the ground right now and put your cell phone face down. I'm like, what? I was like, no, it's a misunderstanding. And he's like, I'm not going to say it again. Please sit down. So I sit down. And I am held there for about an hour and a half by these security guards who are saying, oh, you guys don't even know what you're going to get. Like, we just called the police.
For like, trespassing. Because you guys are jumping fences and whatnot.
It was a small fence.
She said it was a small fence. We didn't even see it. Yo, this sounds like the story of many of my family members, how we got to America.
Oh, my God.
Straight up. Like, you had a coyote follow you, you know, like, to lead you the way. So police shows up, and what happens?
So police showed up. An hour and a half later, they held us there. Police showed up, and, you know, they were really nice. Like, you know, obviously, I had a couple moments where I almost ran, because I was like, can I run? I cannot run these people. But then I was like, Chelsea, don't be an idiot. Police showed up, and they just gave us a stern talking to, took our information, and they were like, look, it's your lucky night. We could be arresting you tonight for trespassing. You're too old to be making these types of irresponsible decisions. And I was like, oh, man.
Damn, that's terrible. Oh, the security guard called you ma'am.
Too old.
And then this guy's just saying, you're too old. So. Okay, we'll wrap up with this, Jess. Where was Ivan this whole time?
Yeah.
And if you know Ivan, he's our boss's right-hand man. And he is down to party. He is like all in all the way. Where was he? This whole time when you were being held up.
He was like texting me throughout. And he's like, just tell him this, tell him that. You got to get out of it. He did end up taking an Uber home. I think he waited for me for a little bit. Or at least he said he did. And then he's like, well, I can come back. I can turn back around. And I was like, it's fine, Ivan.
He's supposed to be ride or die. He just rode his ass home in an Uber though.
Ride or die. He's like, I'm going to ride this Uber. Bye. You're gangster though, Chelsea. You're real gangster. Billie Eilish, bad guy. 97.1 Amp Radio. Billie Eilish, yes. She's going to be at our We Can't Survive 2019. Let's go.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.